Today, this iconic park has more to offer than ever. Aside from its beautiful promenades and viewpoints, it contains tennis and basketball courts, the Cvijeta Zuzorić Art Pavilion, a natural history museum, a music pavilion, and a zoo. Many sculptures and monuments have been erected in Great Kalemegdan as tributes to historical events, as well as eminent figures from Serbia's cultural and artistic history. These include composer Stevan Mokranjac, sculptor Simeon Roksandic, and authors Radoje Domanović, Vojislav Ilić, and Bora Stanković. Because of this, Kalemegdan is like the entrance hall to Belgrade Fortress, and its history is inseparable from that of the city itself. Without doubt, one of the most distinctive sculptures in Kalemegdan Park is the Fisherman Fountain. The bronze cast sculpture of a fisherman fighting a snake was made by famous Serbian sculptor Simeon Roksandic. Belgrade City Council commissioned the sculpture and planned to install it as a feature of the park's main fountain. However, there's an interesting tale about the making of this fountain. Roksandic made the sculpture in Rome in 1906. The next year, it was sent to a Balkan exhibition in London, where it was lost. The information that reached Belgrade was that the sculpture had disappeared and the ship transporting it had sunk. Immediately afterwards, a second cast was made. This is the sculpture you can see today in Kalemegdan. In the meantime, the original cast was found. In 1912, Zagreb City Council in Croatia bought the sculpture and placed it in Jesuit Square in Zagreb. That's how these two Balkan capitals came to boast the exact same sculpture.